Social Development Minister Nelson McCausland has been criticised by publicans for not introducing extended Easter opening hours almost 2 years after a public consultation. Restrictions on selling alcohol are currently in place from the Thursday before Easter until Easter Sunday, with alcohol only being served on Good Friday between 5 and 10. So should opening hours over Easter be extended? That's the question this morning. You can let us know what you think. 0845 955 678 is the telephone number. In the meantime, let's get the thoughts of Colin Neal, Chief Executive of Pubs of Ulster, and David Smith from the Evangelical Alliance. Good morning to gentlemen.
Good morning.
Colin, first of all, to you, of course, this has been, a long-running issue for you because you want this problem dealt with. You thought when you had the consultation report that it may have been addressed, and yet here we are 2 years on and it's still the same. Just spell out the difficulties it presents for your industry.
I mean, well, it is a challenge. I mean, there are very restrictive hours over the sort of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And really, I mean, in that terms, if you take it, most of our businesses will run maybe on a, they're looking on a 20% profit margin. They lose that whole period. They actually lose profit for a month. And what we've been in touch discussing with the minister is around a compromise. We respect the fact that there are strong views around Good Friday and Easter Sunday. But we had hoped the minister had spoken about bringing forward proposals just to normalise the Thursday and Saturday, which would help us because although people say it's only an extra hour, people nowadays only come out very, very late at night. So people don't come out at all. They drink at home. And lots of premises, particularly the nightclubs across the province, actually shut because it's too, they're closing before people actually come out.
And would an extra hour really make that much of a difference?
It really would, actually, because it would mean we can trade normally. And that's, we're not looking for deregulation. That's modernisation. It's modest. And it is respecting other people's point of view. I mean, we're not lobbying for Good Friday or the Sunday. What we're saying is just normalise the Thursday and Saturday. That would allow people to come out. I mean, it is a very big tourism weekend. And we get lots of people, they come out and then find out we're throwing them out at midnight.
Well, right now, Colin, there will be people shouting at their radio saying the reason that people are drinking at home is because the pub prices are so dear.
Well, I mean, I would love to be able to say that, our guys are making a fortune and taking profits home in the wheelbarrow. I mean, our costs are so dear because our overheads are so dear. I mean, alcohol is only cheap in supermarkets because it's subsidised down. I mean, we are, in essence, 90-odd% of our business is owner-occupied. They don't have the sort of cash to do loss leaders. We only sell about 23-24% of the alcohol in the province. I mean, the biggest majority is consumed at home. And what happens over Easter, actually, is we drive people to consume at home. I mean, there are anomalies in here, which we're not actually going to lobby the minister for, but on Good Friday, you cannot have an alcoholic drink in a pub or restaurant until 5 p.m. Yep, well, you can go to a supermarket at 8 a.m. on Good Friday morning and buy alcohol. You can pile up your supermarket trolley as much as you like.
David, Colin's putting up a strong case there. Do you have much sympathy for him and his fellow publicans?
Absolutely. And, I mean, I don't think you'll find much difference between our positions. And that may surprise some people, but there's a lot of common ground here. We've had the same debate every Easter. As I understand it, the minister's proposed in principle the change to the laws on the hours on Thursday and Saturday, and I would welcome the concessions that Colin is mentioning around Good Friday and Sunday. Also, I would say I would absolutely agree. I think the problem really is around supermarket alcohol and very, very cheap alcohol availability, and it doesn't make sense whereby you can buy alcohol, as Colin says, at 8 in the morning on Good Friday, and you can't buy it in the pub to have a glass of wine with a meal until 5 p.m.
So just to be clear, David, are you suggesting then this morning that you would support Colin and his fellow publicans in calling for these hours to be extended?
Well, I suppose what I'm saying is that the minister has already proposed this in principle. I can't speak for the minister. I don't know what the delays are here. What I do want to raise this morning is Daddy's relationship with excessive drinking here. I mean, we've just had some Patrick's Day a few weeks ago where we celebrate a Christian saint. And yet it's known around the world today of excessive drinking, really. I mean, you won't find Christians crying out for prohibition, but this is certainly this morning an opportunity to raise important questions about our relationship with alcohol. In Northern Ireland, the number of adults who weekly recommend the daily limit, is 42%. That's compared with 33% in England and Scotland and Wales. And there is a real difference there. Northern Ireland does have, I think, a more fraught relationship with alcohol. Mm-hmm. Also just around, I recognise that many people wouldn't maybe identify as Christians, but we are still a nominally Christian country. We celebrate Christmas and Easter, and I think there's an opportunity this morning to ask afresh, what are we celebrating? For Christians right across the Protestant Catholic Church, Easter is the crux of our faith, literally. It's the death to life message of hope and relationship and new identities and life beyond this life. And I'm thrilled this morning to be able to talk about Easter, to talk about that for a moment. And I suppose I'm just ashamed that the reason I'm on talking about it is around alcohol licensing ours.
Norman, good morning. You would agree with that point?
Morning, Enda and Carly. Easter is about the death of our Lord on the cross and rising from the dead. And that's what we should be celebrating. Easter's not about alcohol and Easter eggs, but most people think it is. And if you look, what you were talking about at the top of the program, the abuse in the home over alcohol, the antisocial behaviour at the seaside resorts over Easter, if people can't enjoy themselves without alcohol, then we're living in a sad society.
But isn't that the reality, Norman, though, that things are very different? You would like them to be the way that you've just talked about there now, but the reality is it's not like that here.
It's not like that, Enda, because people can't do without alcohol, it seems. Why can people not go? The shops are open. The parks are open. There's parades at Easter. Why do we have to have alcohol to enjoy ourselves?
But shouldn't people, though, have the choice to do whatever they want and not be told you can't go here, you can't do that because the hours have been limited? Why can't people just have a choice?
Well, that's the point of Easter, Enda. It's about our Lord. That's who we're celebrating, that he died on the cross to save this world from its sins and rose again to let us know that there's eternal life after death. That's what we should be celebrating. Not pouring alcohol down our necks.
Well, of course,
and rolling Easter eggs down a hill.
Not everybody believes that, of course. Norman, Michael, you're originally from Dublin. Good morning to you. What's your view?
I just think that Belfast is just back in the Stone Age. Like, in the south, it's only closed for one day, and that's on Good Friday. There's no interruptions throughout the whole of Easter, and it's the same across the water, which I go to Manchester next weekend, and I was in Glasgow, and the amount of people I meet from Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. Which means that Northern Ireland are losing out on tourism and with money that's been going into other different parts of the UK.
Norman, there you have it—a man who's on the opposite side of the fence, so to speak. He says you're in the dark ages.
We use tourism for an excuse to buy alcohol. When I see young people taking their own lives over alcohol and drug abuse.
I'm sorry, I'm in my
30s. And we talk about it in government, about tackling the alcohol abuse in this problem. And here we are trying to promote it to our young ones. We've seen what happened at the Odyssey. They all had to be taken to hospital.
That was underage at the Odyssey.
This is what we should be tackling.
Michael, how would you respond to that?
I would just think at the end of the day, well, he's making out that people are going out to get drunk and falling over and end up in A&E. Like, at the end of the day, I'm a social drinker. I don't end up in A&E every weekend. At the end of the day, people should have a choice. What do you want to do or where do you want to go? If he wants to go and do his church or his chapel, he can. But at the end of the day, people have the right to do what they want. And I just think the way, like, I'm up in Northern Ireland for the last 5-6 years. I love the city, but I just think we need to be brought in where are countries with the south and with Great Britain as well.
Steve, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Enda. Yes, I just want to say there's been a lot of doing down of people's religion here, which is not what I'm going to get into, but there has to be a bit of understanding is that different religion celebrations are interpreted in different ways, and it's not just about one way to celebrate it. If people want to do what they want to do on Easter Sunday, they should be allowed to do that. It shouldn't be dictated by religion. However, there should be a respect of all people's faiths and all people's cultures and identities, and that's not happening in Northern Ireland, unfortunately.
So you tell Norman then he's wrong.
No, I don't think he's wrong. No, not at all. I mean, if someone doesn't agree with what people do on Easter Sunday, that's up to him. But I don't think the law should be written to restrict people to do what they want to do on Easter Sunday. I'm not going to do transgression at all. No way.
Isn't that a fair point, Norman?
Of course, people have the choice of what they want to do. But, you know, Enda, this is about the Lord dying on the cross to save this country from its sin. This is what we're celebrating over Easter. And surely, for the 3 or 4 days over Easter, people can do without alcohol. That's what I'm saying. Why do we need alcohol?
Okay. Gentlemen, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for sharing your thoughts with us this morning. That's Norman and Bangor there, and Stephen as well.